Okay. All right. Let's start with a flag salute. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Roll call. Susie is here. Harold is here. Janet is here. And Justin is not here. Any public comments?
My only public comment is that I had requested the disbursements for May and the bank statement for May and never got them, so that production of what you're supposed to look for was not done. And it seems to me if you're going to approve accounts payable and warrants, you should have information on what you're agreeing to.
Amen.
Yep. Agreed. Okay, going down the consent list. January meeting minutes, do we have those? We tabled those from the last meeting. We tabled January, February, and March. Do we have any of those prepared?
The January minutes right now are the same as they were presented, I think, was in March or April. What's missing is the last portion of no, I believe these are correct. I know initially there were missing, I believe, one of the directors, 2 seconds, one of the line items, but I believe that's that updated.
I don't have a copy of January. I have February, but I don't have January. Hey, do you have January?
Yeah. And I know I've missed several meetings in the last few meetings, but I have spent several hours trying to catch up based on what I've got and what I can find out. All right. But I'm thoroughly confused because I've gone back and looked at meetings, I've looked at schedules, et cetera. All right? So, first of all, anything that we're going to work on, you know, should be here. I don't, what I actually have is what you just gave me for sure. All right?
I got January meeting minutes here.
Okay.
Online.
Did you say? Okay.
And
I pulled that up, but I don't know about anything else.
I pulled a lot of stuff off in line, but it don't match. Or it matches, but it's quite confusing. Alright? So, my point is, what we don't have in front of us is not actionable.
Sure.
Okay, I did find minutes of the special board meeting the 26th. Of January. And this printout, though, has a draft on it. Is that why?
It's a draft because the board hasn't approved it yet. This should be the same one that you have in front of you. It's on the TV screen. It's the TV one.
Yes, okay, that's the same.
I got January 26th here also. That was a reservation, right? Oh, no, January, never mind. I just see that. I don't see.
26 should have been a regular meeting.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Which one did you say you found for special meeting?
That it said special. It, for some reason, it says special meeting, but it is the 26th meeting.
Right.
Which was regular. Right?
So I'll believe the word special that
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, wasn't it forwarded from the previous meeting?
The 26th. I think that was a regular meeting for January.
One meeting before.
I don't think so. I think because I have a December meeting.
I am confused too. Today's meeting on your on our site here for the board meeting. Shouldn't that be where all of these meeting minutes are just pulled up?
Correct.
No.
I don't have February, March, April.
Okay.
For instance, I'm on today's meeting and I don't see anything. Well, there is the two meeting minutes, right? There's the special one and then January, right? Is it two?
Correct. So 3A and 3E.
Right.
Correct.
So we basically don't have what we need. We don't have them.
We don't have February, March, 23rd, 25th. Meeting minutes. Every single day, I work 7 days a week. I'm trying to get everything done between field work and the office work, and between those two and everything else, there isn't enough time. If the board has a priority that they want me to work on the meeting minutes, and something else is not going to get done,
I remember some discussion about having Michaela listen to the recording and be able to do the minutes for us. Is that still possible? Is that
we're
still
working on it. So
something?
We've been working on the budget. So we've had the budget meeting, and that takes priorities. We're trying to fill out that spreadsheet and get that.
Oh, yeah. Right. Perhaps
there's a number of reports. There's a lead and copper notification that needs to go out to CCRs. There's a plethora of everything that needs to get done. So there's just not enough days and minutes in the day to get everything done.
But we just get okay what we need to okay to move forward.
I don't have the minutes.
I mean, we're always stuck, and then we don't know where we're at, and it's hard to move forward on these things when we don't.
Is there any way for AI to start entering into this that you could record it and then have AI give you a long version and then all you have to do is...
Correct, but it doesn't have the voices, complaint approvals, say speaker one, speaker two,
okay.
And I have to verify that who that is. So, again, I'm still listening to the tape.
Huh.
And it still takes the same amount of time.
About how long did it take to listen to a meeting? I mean, I know the meeting's about an hour and a half long, so it takes about that, but we think about maybe an extra half hour to type it up.
It takes an additional, at least that, plus long. Take the stop the tape, type,
right.
Kind of what happened, and then go back to the tape. Then in between that, you get a phone call, or a leak, or whatever happens in the field, so you end up getting pulled away to complete the minutes. It's difficult if we stray from what's on the agenda. If it's just sticking to the points, just the facts, then the minutes, a lot easier to type up. Whether it's a lengthy discussion, then all of those details have to be listened to make sure. Placing into the minutes. So if I forget something, then one of the board members brings up that this should have been added to the meeting minutes because of just that lengthy discussion for that topic. So
I have an idea.
Yes.
I know that several of the boards, other boards that I sit on, have their own secretary that does the minutes. Are any of you willing to be secretary for this board and record minutes and then present them in this format or a similar format? I think
that's why I'm asking how long would it take? I don't know how long would it take me.
Well,
I'm,
I don't, you know, when I joined the board, I wondered why the general manager was responsible for doing the
well,
the minutes
and
on the
we're
board.
Also going to have, was it McKay, you know, before we were going to have this position do it, I understand there's a lot going on. That was our goal.
Yeah.
We were going to have somebody who's able to do that.
Right. Take that off of Daniel.
Right. And it didn't happen.
Right. Right. Any thoughts on that?
Is it possible to hire a stenographer to get a permit?
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
And someone that listens to the headphones and types at the same time, they can type as fast as you can talk.
Yeah.
And have them.
They'd have to know our voices so that they have the correct speakers, right? That's the only thing to recognize.
It's just right now is the busiest part of year. We're trying to play catch up on previous months. I know that we have the billing system all correct with water meter readings moving forward. That has lessened the amount of phone calls and customer discrepancies with their accounting, the water accounts.
It doesn't have to be specific to the person. All it has to say is when you say someone moves it forward, it says director such and such. Mm-hmm.
Moved
it and then second it. And that's the only thing that's related to the people. You don't really, at least I've never seen them saying, Mary Jo said such and such. And
right, right. No.
You just say there's discussion,
the
right?
Yeah,
the
discussion of, and then they went on with the bus.
Right.
And then if it was a vote or move forward, then that was when it was accountable to the individual. So in that case, you could get the third party somewhere who does that sort of thing.
Right.
To get you caught up at least.
I can keep it generic like today. Like under consent list, we're talking about the consent list.
Yeah.
What, instead of listening to the tape, I make note of it right now and just say before discuss why the meeting minutes weren't completed on time.
Right.
And then it would just be the short and sweet.
Right.
Nobody telling anything.
And that's really all that's necessary, except for, like she said, any action items, moved, seconded, and the vote. And
at least to get caught up.
Yeah.
That goes for a condensed version.
Of course.
You know.
That was always how
get
it was
the main
done.
Points in there and get us caught up so that we can be current and not be, you know.
I just know in the past it was requested to have some details so that the public, if they did attend meetings, they'd understand what was being discussed. So, if we go back to several months back, you'll see minutes that were 4 or 5 pages long. I think that was requested by you, Karen, or maybe it was Karen.
No, I think what happened is they became too abbreviated.
Okay.
There was a meeting, this was voted on, and we left, adjourned 10 minutes later, you know, and it was just too. In other words, when you said they reported on, my question was at least drop in the efficiency rating statistic and just, you know, a couple tidbits so people know of what you were speaking.
Okay.
Harold. Go ahead.
Just one comment. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, well, I know for a fact there were some upgrades and some changes currently in the Brown Act, all right, and the California requirements under the Brown Act. If I'm not mistaken, according to one of the changes, it specifically relates to what we're just basically discussing right now. And if I'm there again, I believe it indicated specifically the description of the subject item, and it limited, you could limit it to like X amount of words, all right? Now, I'm thinking we're talking in that area, all right? But if we're going to get to what we are legally required versus what we might talk about for half an hour, you know, might be two different things. So it might be good to check that before we make a decision there on what we're going to do as far as how much information we're going to put in print.
Right. And I know that's for agenda items. You know, you don't have to put, you know, a paragraph for what's going to be discussed.
Right.
But I could have on the minutes, I don't know how.
And I could have it confused because I haven't seen it recently.
I'll look into that. I'll find out. So.
But I mean, you know, if it's beneficial to us, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I haven't looked at it recently.
Well, looking over these January minutes, there's very good description of what was discussed, but still to the minimum. It's not very, very detailed. But then it has, of course, the action items, things that were moved, seconded, and passed. What you're doing are good. And I don't know, but I'll throw it back out. I don't know why someone thrown on this board can't do this.
And another issue, too, is, and this is not a criticism, it's just comments, right? Some of the, when there's a meeting canceled for whatever reason, and that is forwarded to the next meeting or the next meeting or the next meeting down there, the agenda gets changed in some respect.
Sure.
If you look at them and compare them. I've been looking at these things off and on for 4 days now, and I'm still confused from back in 25.
Okay.
All right. And there again, it's not a criticism, it's just a point of view. All right. So when you say the agenda here is going to be canceled, and we're going to move it to the next date, and we get to the next date, and that agenda don't match this agenda, that's wrong, in my opinion.
Well,
it needs to match. You might add to it.
You can't take away.
You can't take away and exchange it for some other subject matter.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, I can leave it on there, and then during that meeting, if there's no discussion or things change, then we can make note of it.
Yeah,
minutes for that meeting.
Right.
Okay.
But if you're going to move this agenda and add it to this meeting, should it not match?
Well,
I think so.
Okay, it does.
I'm not saying this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm looking back from December 4th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just saying we tabled these items. They showed up over here, so we have them today. We tabled several items last meeting, and they showed up back over here. So that did follow. In case you're thinking we're missing stuff, I think we're okay.
I think if you look at, I don't have it moved. I've been on all morning.
Going back?
Straight.
There's an AI version of the January minutes. I don't know if the board has seen it, but I can pull that up and you can see the difference between that and what this January meeting is laid out. And when you look at the two, it's like night and day. So.
But wouldn't it be faster to take sections and delete it from an AI presented one?
That's what I did to get this.
Yeah.
So that's
distill it down into what you truly need. But because AI now, so you can talk in messaging, and the AI will give you a synopsis of what was said. It doesn't tell you everything you said, but it stills it down to the high points.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, can we just put it on during a meeting and see what it produces? Is that how we could do it? That we're to hear the meeting and just. I don't know.
Yeah. There's apps for that.
But yeah, we could just, you know, and then see what it produces, and then, and like you said, take away what we don't need, as it doesn't need to be 4 pages, but probably be really long, but was listening to our whole meeting because of all this conversation.
Well, is that what they do now with Zoom and some of those others? You're talking there and it distills it down so that you get a synopsis of what the meeting was about?
I don't know. I haven't done Zoom for a while.
I know they were saying that that's the new thing on Zoom, so you can go back and check what was said, the highlights of what was said.
See these two.
Some way to incorporate that technology would be a far easier thing. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It was only next time, but the listing here has changed.
Are we missing the April meeting on that list?
Okay, we passed our list at that meeting.
We postponed it.
These were all
that's
the first time.
So
we said,
the date is wrong. On
this is today's agenda.
Yes, and I.
The 27th and move to the 5th is up. Yes, right, yes, because that was the date.
We don't have a second reading on those. So my research for.
It was originally the 27th, April 27th, and then it got postponed till May 5th.
Yes,
May 5th.
Correct.
These are not the same. Right. Okay, this is the first reading of these minutes.
Yeah, but if you move.
I think somewhere in there was another budget meeting or something like that that never took place because of lack of quorum. So it's just.
Okay. This agenda right here. Okay, the lack of quorum rescheduled this meeting here because it's 5th of May. I believe the 5th of May. Let's change something else. And I've got it. I probably have it to keep first.
Yes,
that's it. That's it. I think we move.
I think the agenda, when we had lack of quorum, we moved the agenda to the next meeting. I think everything that did transfer.
Yeah.
If you're confused,
I'll be happy to jump in.
Let's see. However, I'm not the 5th of May. The 5th was Tech Council, yes? That's the one that did not meet?
Oh, yeah, so.
April 21st. March 23rd. So, no, I don't
when
know.
When did I have one?
Yeah.
But I believe it also moved it forward.
Okay, but that should have been the May. What you're asking about, I think.
What I'm looking at is these two items right here.
The last
meeting. And if I understood you right, these were approved.
Yeah, that's correct. That was April 20th. It's April 27th meeting. Those items, the Code of Ethics, Conflict of Interest, and Correspondence was all passed.
These two were new.
Those all passed. Those are brand new. No, those were brand new. Just on our agenda today, because we passed it. We're bringing up three each time. Are you following?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
These three,
this was April 27th.
That was the meeting. You were not here, right? Okay. We passed those three. We felt we only needed one reading on those, and we approved them. Pass. Okay? He put them on the agenda and I called him, and I said, we approved those, so we need to move on. And he put three new ones up. So those three are brand new today, or four. I guess we have four today. Okay.
I was up with that during that fire.
Yes, right. So, yep. So done. Yeah. So he was confused why we have new ones, but that's why. Okay, let's go ahead and move on. It looks like we're not going to be able to approve any minutes today, as we have none. Although January 26th, we don't all have a copy in front of us.
But
you
do.
You do. It's on the computer. It's up there. These minutes, to me, look upsetting.
What?
These look fine.
Yes.
And we can approve these if I had a motion. If I had a motion to approve January 26th, we would move forward.
I move that we approve the January 26th meeting minutes.
Thank you.
Seconded.
Janet? Any comments? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Passed. So January passes. We don't have February, we don't have March, we don't have May 5th, and we don't have May 11th.
Right.
We have the May 11th.
We do?
We do have the May 11th. That's right, we do.
We do?
Okay. I don't approval of anything. Board and staff, including Chair and Civil House, discuss in depth the financial budget and water rates.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I move that we approve the May 11th special meeting minutes.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Seconded. Any
I'll
discussion?
Second. I'll
say that. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
No. Motion passes. Okay. On F, we are to look at and approve accounts payable for May 26th. Do we have bills to be paid for May 26th?
I believe Michaela has the April. The bills to pay for May, those disbursements to today are not ready yet. I can pull up the bank accounts before and go over. What was paid?
Isn't it?
It's going to increase.
Looks from there.
Increase in production. So every time the well runs and is running, that chlorine pump
gets
working. So it's going to increase in the summer.
Okay.
The next transaction going out from the accounts is the Amazon Marketplace for $119.52. I can give the specifics on what was ordered. Just don't know specifically what that amount was, what was purchased off the top of my head. Loan payment from National Rural Water Association. This is for complete our water wells. $955.69. Two EDD payments. $11.12. $68.75. IRS. This is the 941 tax payment. Then we have checks that were written last month. I can get these over to you, Sherry, for the specifics on each check is for. This one, back from March, the Director Fonseca, it's another $45 check. Another purchase through Amazon with $73.24. Central Market, this is fuel for the work truck. HDA, High Desert Alarm, this is 3 months for our alarm system, just the office. It's the only account we have from them. $5 $5,000 payment to Eagle Drilling. Again, chlorate purchase, $63.05 for 8 gallons. It's about a gallon a day. It's both for owner.
Wow.
Right now.
What's check 50022?
Aqua JK property program.
Is that the one
625?
Is that the one that's finally coming through?
I don't even know. Unless there's been so many email chains going back and forth. There hasn't been an overpayment that I've seen. But I can give you the specifics. The memo I typed in was 625, so that was something that I received that I typed into our banking to send this check. Tractor supply for $115.04. I need to verify what was purchased. Like I said, there's so much that goes on during the day. Every day, so I can't recall all the specifics.
You keep receipts?
All the receipts are in the month of last, yeah. Check for Lowe's for $48.02. USA Blue Book, so this one, $48.02, that is the chlorine discharge hose line. It's another transducer hose that is available to leaks and pinholes all the time. I went and purchased a roll in Lowe's, but then on USA Blue Book, which is why it's another immediate transaction for the next day. They have a higher strength, I guess. It's supposed to be a higher PSI, so we'll find out if that'll last longer than what they sell at Lowe's. You can see the cost difference. This is the same length of those, but it's $30 more.
Yeah.
So instead of purchasing this hose down here, every month, or having it leak, and have to go out there and cut the line and replace it. And if this more expensive line lasts, it will be better in the long run.
Yeah.
Central Marketplace, $31.70 for the work truck. The 23.34 and 61 cents, I believe, that's our payroll checks. $86, I believe that's for our payroll. That's the invoice for personalized. Micrometer, this purchase right here was supposed to be for digital registry for flow pump. It was supposed to just be a digital register on the head of the flow meters that will be integrated into this data system.
Hmm.
The quote was $7.93. During the emails, I said, yes, please proceed. What they sent us was the same order that we placed back in 2024 with the blue pipes and the flow meters. We doubled the order.
What?
So I've been in communication with them, trying to get that reversed. And
what the heck?
They shouldn't charge us the return stock fee. I don't know what the charge is for shipment, but I told them that if there is a fee that we're going to end up paying to ship it back, but I'll just drive it there. It's probably be cheaper in gas than it is to ship these things. It'll probably be $200-$300.
That's crazy.
So, but I haven't got a response back from their customer service.
But that's their error, sending the wrong part? See, that shouldn't be on you.
I agree. Because when I opened the box, I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
I didn't order this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I printed out all the email chains. I'll send them to I'll put it on Google Drive if anyone wants to just read out of which it says.
Yeah.
Personalized tax services, the 1575. I'm not certain I know what that is. Or?
How much was that?
1575.
Doesn't sound like an invoice at all, but it has to be.
Isn't there a monthly fee around 400?
It was 450 every month.
450.
That was for the financials, right?
Yeah.
The financial reports are
450. Yeah, that was the financial reports. But
so what's 1500?
This is not.
Yes. 75 doesn't make a giant.
No, I think it's the charge for doing the books because it's about that much every month.
This is in May.
So I had called them, they said that they had to confirm that they had to put like a half, I'd say half of whatever they were going to charge us for the...
That makes sense. Yeah. That's why the 75 is there. So what should we say? All the financial reports, they're going to create them all, I guess, and send them to us. So instead of doing all that work and then billing us, they wanted to collect half up front. So they charge us $15.75, and then we'll probably see another $15.75 for the second half of their invoice. Or,
so we're going to talk about that on five.
Is it $15.75?
$1,500.
Okay. That makes a difference. $15.75.
No, that's what I was like. I can't see it. I'm $15.75.
Yeah.
$1,875. Okay.
So we're talking $3,000.
That would be seven reports.
Okay.
Check number 4697, $139.34. That's Mojave Water Agency. That's for the invoice we received, 46490, first quarter production. The following is probably Water Master second quarter production. All right, I'm good. Then 4707. This is for field health for the vegetation around the well site. I don't know if you guys had seen pictures or just looked out there. So it's pretty much all wrapped up. It's not listed on the agenda, but I got a verbal quote from one of those landscaping companies that we see driving around. They came by, quoted $840 to remove that pile of
really
weeds. And right. I think I could borrow a trailer from my stepfather and just take them to the dump for free. So
yeah,
that'll just be a day's worth of work though, but a lot cheaper than $840.
Yeah.
$840.
Wow. How big is that?
It's just right outside the window.
It's about the size of your car.
That's what I said. I said, I'm not going to get any more quotes. Yeah, that's going right.
Is it? Oh, yeah. There you go. Get the number from.
Yeah.
But it's a brush pile about the size of your car.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, he could. Like you said, if you had a trailer, you could load that up and go. Yeah.
Bird check.
Hey, what?
Trash service, yeah. 172.
Dump train. Dump train.
71 cents. Check 4708 for Joseph Fitzpatrick. That's the tractor work and grading inside and around. That's who piled all that up and got it to look like that.
Yeah.
But the prior check, Elijah order, that was to cut up all the vegetation, so because his little John Deere, whatever it is, I don't know if you can scratch it, or he says it's not strong enough to rip it out of the ground and then pile it up, so.
Yeah.
What was his charge?
This was.
Say that again.
What was his charge?
200.
I thought he was weed whacking.
That's what I'm doing. Throughout the district.
Oh, you're doing
water meters.
You're doing
around
though.
Hydrants, valves, etc.
Oh, yeah.
Did I say 200?
200?
Yeah, and Joe's is 200.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was 200. Recurring charge on communication for 60 as their internet service. Home office, $78.08 as our phone service. Then EDD again. And our Edison bills. And the tax payment, $5.42.12. That's our Edison well site, $21.83.29.
That's pretty consistent.
Another Lowe's purchase on the 25th. Oh, I think these were the lobbers.
Oh.
The edge clippers, the other ones, they have just all.
Yeah.
They don't last too long against the snow.
No, you gotta buy good quality ones. Coronas.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, this was purchases for items for the work truck. I'll have to go into the specifics, but I took pictures. I'm taking pictures now and post them on. So, like during like the May 2026 work pictures,
yeah.
The receipts of all these purchases will be on there
now. Oh. So,
try to make it easier for everyone.
So you can see what's going on with the truck. Yeah.
Someone broke into the well site, installed the catalytic converter, cut the piping out. So I took it home that same day, welded on the piping and the catalytic converter.
So you had an extra one laying around?
from my truck. Toyota Tundras have three per bank. So they have two in line, and then they have one further downstream, just after all the O2 sensors, just.
Holy cow.
So that one I cut off my truck.
How much are those?
What?
Which is weird, because when I go to Amazon and look up a catalytic converter to buy for this,
uh-huh.
I did that after I welded everything
yeah,
up.
Right, right.
$60.
Oh, really?
So I don't know if that is just the pipe.
Yeah.
Or what, I don't know the details yet, but.
Those are usually hundreds.
Well, if you get more than $60 for that catalytic converter, I'll buy 100 of these things on Amazon and then take the whole thing over to the metal recycler.
Yeah, what is that? I can't believe somebody did that. They cut the lock?
No, so behind well 2, there's another gate.
Oh.
There wasn't a chain on that one. It's a lock that goes through just the, whatever it's called, the part of the gate that moves.
Yeah, yeah.
Up.
Right.
They broke that part from the fence and just lifted it up, the whole hole and everything, and opened.
Oh. Okay.
So.
Oh my gosh. Somebody scammed that out.
So since that, I put a chain around that gate, and then on this front gate, I welded on the chain, and then found the center post and cemented that in, so that can't be pulled out.
Yeah.
So eventually I'll have time to do all of them, but I want to look that first, the front gate is complete.
Wow. I was shocked when I heard about that.
And of course, the cameras out there, they smash. It's behind you. Security camera. So, right now, the only cameras that we have working are the booster station and the new tank sites. One camera each.
Oh, so, there's none on the building?
No. The machine that was recording it, it's broken, it doesn't work, and which is why there's a high desert alarm quote for the camera security system.
Yeah.
So these cameras are up, but they're all just as a deterrent.
Yeah. Okay.
There's nowhere to record it. They're not even hooked up to high desert alarm. They said that we purchased that equipment from them in the past, and it's just controlled internally through the district. So.
Just to be clear, though, High Desert Alarm monitors the doors and windows here.
Oh, yes. So yesterday, there was an incident where the back door, I guess, alarm went off. And upon arrival, now I can't remember if I saw the door closed or open. No, I had to be open, otherwise I wouldn't be able to get in. So the back door was open. So I drove around to the back and saw that it was open, got out of my car, walked in here. Nothing was broken or anything like that. So I closed the door, reset the alarm. Didn't have my key on me, so I couldn't get out the front door. So I went out the back door, the alarm went off. I had to come back here, turn off the alarm. Touched my car, grabbed my keys, came back in, and then went out the front door. But police were called, they responded, spoke to them, actually came back and spoke to the officer that called me. She said she didn't see anything, the windows were broken, nothing out of the ordinary. Yeah. We did get notification when the alarm was off.
Okay.
What the issue is, and I have to save the phone number in my contacts, because it comes up like a spam. But I spoke to High Desert Alarm today. They are removing Sharon from the account, and Joe, our former maintenance, from the account.
Yeah, yeah.
Kayla's going to be added on as a point of contact, and then Justin Miller is his third resident.
Okay.
So whenever there's an issue, you're going to go down.
Yeah.
Chain of command. We'll start with me, and then they're going to go to Michaela and our board president.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Sounds
good. With the quote that we received from High Desert Alarm for the cameras, when there is, you'll be able to remotely access it, and I think everyone will have a login password they ever want to view or see what's going on anytime. And another option that we have right now, there's only a single alarm program into the office, but each individual can have their own alarm code. So if Wayne comes in here on Saturday and he can have his own code, and we'll know
who's
in
train
and who's going to come and go throughout the day.
Right.
So I'm working on that.
Yeah. Okay. Most of the time, we don't even be in here.
No, I don't. Yeah. It rarely be used. Not for me.
Just president, vice president.
Yeah. And the neighbor. The closest guy.
Yeah.
Because my neighbors called me. I was at the fair. They called me and said, hey, the door's open in the back of the
They didn't hear the alarm?
They heard the alarm. That's when they checked it out, saw the door was standing open. They called me and said, what's going on? I'm at the fair. I don't know. So that's why I called you. You already knew. So, yeah. Okay. I'm distracting.
We're almost done here. So the O'Reilly's, I'll check if I was purchased at Aldi's and I can work on. Leslie's Pool Supply, this was for four crates. So it's like 24 gallons.
24 gallons? That's three times you've told us about chlorine purchases. Okay.
So,
one a day. Wow.
That's about a gallon a day.
Yeah. Right. 30 gallons a month.
Yeah. And show the transaction went through both today, but this was purchased yesterday. And everything else in the process.
See, are you having to run and get chlorine? Each of these are a run. Is there any
and
way
you
to?
You don't run by the chlorine.
I had a tell
like that because
yeah.
It'll.
Yeah, I know it does dissipate.
The 12% that you get right now will be like 5%, so we'll be doing double the amount.
Yes. Yeah, I get it.
By the end of
the yeah, it's just right.
Does this software provide a running total of how much was done and how much is out broke? All the deposits as opposed to all the debts.
The number?
Yeah.
Let me see. Do So what was deposited? 45? 45 transactions went into the account. And 52, 51 are outgoing.
Do you have totals on each?
Yeah.
See where we stand.
What was going out is $31,203.45.
$31,203.45.
Or 46, sorry.
What was incoming?
Incoming is 41,437.95.
Pretty well the expenditures for May. Is there a motion to approve what we've seen?
So here are some of the transactions. Here's some of the receipts.
Oh, detail.
This one is from April. But this is what I'll do is I'll have them on here so the board can.
That's a cool idea. Get detail. Tell what the items
this
one's are.
Also from the collection.
Yes. Yeah. Parts. Be nice to have detail, but although, yeah, or just
too much,
or just a list, yeah. Well, sometimes
you get an idea of what it is.
Uh huh. Yeah. Just so we kind of get an idea of more detail what it is. I don't know if you need the actual receipt. Sometimes it doesn't really tell you what it is,
right.
Part number, whatever. So either way, whatever's easier for you to do.
Sure.
We would like to see. That detail. When do we want to talk about payroll and what's going on with financial, whatever you name this?
Personalized.
Yeah, that was I understand there's a problem getting your third paycheck this month.
Okay, so...
Is that appropriate now, or is that somewhere on here, because...
No, I spaced about that, but...
Okay. It's money.
So, what has happened in the past, and what I was told last week from Personalized Tax Services, is that even though my pay is all of our pays every 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
if there's 3 pay periods in a single month, then I don't get paid that third paycheck.
Are you guys following this? We've talked about this before.
So,
and Justin was all about it.
So, my pay, instead of being. Number day right now.
Fine.
This. Is it Friday? So, there would be a payday May 29th. That would be a direct deposit. So, there won't be that pay for me. My next pay would be June 12th. So May 15th was my last paycheck, and then I get paid again my normal amount on June 12th.
June 12th.
So that's almost 30 days.
Right.
So there's nothing happening between now and then. So what Director Miller stated is that that's not correct.
No.
Nor is it legal.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know how the board wants to go about changing the pay. Right. It's difficult to manage when you get paid every 2 weeks instead of like the 1st and 15th.
Yeah.
You don't get paid the 1st and 15th. It's just because of the days of the month.
Yeah, yeah. But that's their schedule that are doing that? Or can we tell them when we want that pay?
We can tell them whatever pay date to be.
Right.
But what initially started this was the Paul, I think over at First Life, said that the way that we were paying the employees was not correct. For management exempt employees being paid once a month, kind of acceptable, but it should be every 2 weeks. So how maintenance would be paid and everything else, that's why we switched from every month to every 2 weeks. But there's different options, like we have in payroll being, we're getting paid every 1st of the month and 15th of the month.
That makes sense.
So I don't know how the board wants to go around.
As close to that as possible.
I don't know how Michaela feels about if once a month it is being paid, it's fine with me. I've been like that for years now.
That's why I was paid too.
I don't know if it matters to you. So if the option is just get paid once a month on the first, like it used to be, that is an option. I'll have them switch it.
Okay.
That way, if not, then is the 1st and the 15th okay with the board?
And
the 20th or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But set dates rather.
Set dates instead of every 2 weeks. That's bananas.
Yes. Yes.
I had to make my rent payment on the 20th for the following month because it's the way that
I get it. But you could budget on a monthly basis if you had it paid once a month. I get that. So. Yeah, we brought this up before. We were talking about it, and Justin was talking about, well, that's not right, because then you lose two payments a year or something, right?
The way I don't know how that works out.
Per month, they won't pay it.
Your salary, but regular hours like paying the salary.
Okay, yeah. So... Okay, sorry I brought that up now, but I didn't want to forget it. We were waiting back for you.
Is there a preference the board has? I don't know if this needs to be a line item for this is something internal.
Well, yeah, except that we need to deal with it now because you won't get paid. So, and how do we direct them to pay you on the 29th?
What would be cheaper? This is what personalized has done for us in the past, which is why there's been like a random payroll check, handwritten check, is that it'd be cheaper for us, because if we had them do the payroll, then we have to pay them to generate that check and do all that paperwork. So if the board wants to approve a payroll check that would be produced in-house, then all that's done is it's noted in the financial statements. It won't be another charge for payroll. That makes sense.
Okay. That would be the best short-term way to deal with that. And then perhaps we can do monthly, if you're both willing to go monthly, clean this up and do that.
Right.
The first of the we're talking about the 1st of the month? Would that be a thing?
Yes. So, I don't know how that's going to work with your pay, because what you would get is a paycheck that would be pretty short on June 1st, and then you won't get paid again until July 1st.
Right.
You're okay with that?
The transition is tough. Okay. Yeah.
Because she is hourly.
Yes, yes, yes. Get it.
before the 1st or the 15th, just get paid every month.
Yeah.
If they don't have that available and they just get paid every 2 weeks, then it would just be like I fall under Michaela's 8 days then. So it wouldn't be a set of salary per month that I would get paid. It would be I'm getting paid. Was that $22.50 every 2 weeks in salary is what would be changed.
Yeah.
And then it would just be every 2 weeks, like I said. So,
yeah.
Whatever the board wants.
Okay.
Whatever's approved.
Okay. Let me do this. Let's finish what we started here. I'm sorry I brought that up in the middle, but I didn't know where we wanted to talk about it. Since we're talking about finances, let's go ahead and talk about May disbursements. Get approved for what we've spent this month, and then we'll get back to payroll before we move on. Okay? Is there a motion to approve the accounts payable for May?
So moved.
Moved by Susie. Seconded by Janet.
Who seconded?
Seconded by Janet. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion passes. Now, back to payroll before we move on. Do we want to do 1st and 15th of every month? Or
they don't mind doing once a month. That would be easier.
It would be cleaner.
It's up to you guys, but
if that's not available, then keep it the same and then have my pay.
And then, yeah, where? But how many times? How many times will that happen? Where we need a special check done?
So pay will be 29th, and the next pay will be the 12th. So 1, 2.
Okay.
Like it doesn't happen. What happens?
Yeah. I was thinking from our discussion, it was twice a year. Yeah.
It happened in.
Yeah.
Let me go through my records, but it happened once before, and I think I got paid. An in-house check was.
In-house
paid.
Check, I think we did that.
Right. So there's nothing like. There isn't a paycheck that should be. That's still owed to me. I think everything's been paid. But yeah, this is another incident where it happened again. And
yeah.
So I think, like you said, now we're getting a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time it happened. But that'd be. I'll find out.
Okay. Okay. So we can.
It's 1 to 2 times a year when this happens.
Okay.
Like you said.
So maybe we can. What do you guys think? Leave it the same, and we'll just.
I mean, the 1st and the 15th would be best for both of them, right?
I think so.
It would make more sense.
Yeah.
That would be easier on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would too. If it's an option that we can go
if
to.
It's an option, let's do the 1st and 15th. Probably better for you guys. I don't know, that wouldn't be an option.
Yeah, that sounds silly.
It depends on how. There's so many different. It depends on how the employee is being paid.
Is that
the
situation different?
Will the board approve? Right. It depends on how much. Because she's hourly, not
right. Right.
That's the underlying issue. The email I received was, I was told to hold your payroll check. So your next payday won't be until June. So I just wanted to remind you that you have a note not to pay you if there are 3 paydays in the month. This coming payday will be the 3rd payday of the month, so I will not be processing a check for you. So that was Friday at 11, so I was like, wait a minute, 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
But the two that you receive don't add up to your monthly salary?
The two I do, yes.
They're just going by monthly. The whole month is like a set amount.
Yeah.
So that's why there's an extra paycheck between like 1 and 2 times a year. Which is why getting paid on the first and the 13th is a little easier than the payroll being just
every 2 weeks.
Because
they just split yours in half and that's it.
Right, so just first and 15th would be our pay dates, and whatever, we'll be the same amount of our pay account.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to put that in the form of a motion so we can get that to them as an action item?
Can we do that today?
Uh-huh.
That we motion that we prefer to have the payroll on the first the paycheck from the first and 15th if possible.
Uh-huh. Second?
I second that motion.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. And we'll see if that can work for them. I can get that done. Okay. Thank you. All right. Good with that, Dan? Are we okay then? Can we make that happen?
Yeah. Get on the phone with them right after this.
Okay. 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 Number four, general manager report.
So on our efficiency, I got to go back through the figures, but on the production side, for April, we have 9.91 acre feet of water that was produced. This is all from well number two. Well number one's not in service yet. This increase almost is double from our production from March.
Really?
So,
wow.
In March, we had 5.47 acre feet. In April, 9.91.
Yeah.
This is an increase in heat. And I expect that to increase a little bit more if we get into the hotter months as well. So, what we see in the chlorine purchase from Leslie's pool is probably going to increase slightly as well. The total for the year is 47 acre feet. What we have produced in the past in the water year, October through September, is 95 acre feet. So we're, how many months are we in? Even though we're going into the hotter months, there's only four left, so we're probably, what we've produced in the last 8 months is probably what we're going to produce in the next four.
Okay.
Just because of the heat.
Yep.
Our total free production allowance is 111 acre feet. And then with our current water production of 47, that leaves us with 64 acre feet that will be allowed. So, once that 17 acre feet, we should have carryover.
Okay.
Things kind of stay consistent.
Yeah.
On the GM report, we have water samples that came back absent for contamination of lead water samples. We've also had vegetation cleanup, the dog tags. I was going to show them to you, but just little dog tags that are going to be placed on all the hydrants and numbers.
You posted a picture, I think.
There's also labels that we have that are going to be placed on the equipment. So they have a barcode or a UPC code. So we'll have it. So if you scan it with your cell phone or whatever, it'll pop up in our inventory. So you kind of keep track of it. What it is. There was a water meter registering, I think gears on the meter, I think jumped a couple teeth. This is for normal uses, 0 to 100 cubic feet consistently for the past 4 or 5 years. And this past month it went to 33 units, so I think it like just jumps.
Oh.
So what I did was I credited back to the account and adjusted his bill to show what his average bill was in the past 3 months.
Makes sense.
And then pulled the meter out and replaced it.
And replaced it, yeah.
And then this is water flow meters. They were purchased, again, this, I thought it was worth it, purchasing the digital readout, not the whole flow meter, so that charge for $300 in our bank account should go back, and it'll obviously be a bad memory. But this is something that every 2 years we have to send out flow meters, a tumorometer, to have certified and tested, and then ship back to us. It's why we end up purchasing double the inventory.
So you can rotate them?
We can only switch them out. With these digital flow meters, what I'm 99% sure about what you can have is third party system, company come out, measure what the water production is from their devices, and then we can recalibrate our flow meters to match that. So they don't have to be pulled out and shipped and back and forth on site. We can just say, okay, well, our meters are meeting like a speedometer on the car with larger tires.
Yeah.
We're just going to do that. We're just going to adjust this.
Yeah.
It'd be cheaper and save us time and everything else. The two fire hydrants that need to be replaced, one's on the corner.
Uh-huh.
By our customer here, that was removed.
It was gone.
It's gone now.
Yeah.
That's because it shut off on the ground and it was leaking.
It was leaking
out of the ground. When I tried to turn that valve back on, it flooded off into the water.
Okay.
So.
Okay, I had that question. I'm glad you're answering that because I know that disappeared and I went, hey. Now we're missing a water meter. Water hydrant.
The other hydrant is where the firefighters were using water, and that one I turned off underground because the people that were squatting in that house were using that hydrant for water. But it was also leaking at a portion of the pipe that comes up out of the ground. So that is the second one that needs to replace. Now, what is required is because those are standpipes, not actual fire hydrants, they have to be replaced with a fire hydrant. You can't pull something out of the ground and put one of those back in.
Modernize.
Just like you can install new 4-inch water mains, it has to be 6-inch larger. So, all the requirements. So, the cost of those two fire hydrants is $30,000.
What?
So,
holy cow.
I haven't got additional quotes, but seeing as Kelly's Construction is who we use for our contract work, they're the least expensive. I don't want to know what high desert underground will charge, but I'm going to get additional quotes just so we can get an idea of what the actual cost is for repairs and maintenance.
Wow.
On the admin side, we're updating the financial budgets, the water rates and charges. Kind of went over that last month. I think we should hold another, workshop to go over it before the June meeting. And then at June, we can have a first reading.
Yeah.
And then July will be our second reading of the public hearing because there's so much information that still needs to be entered and reviewed. I don't think we're going to have time to hold the public hearing next month anyway. So.
That was a discussion about a 45-day notice.
Yeah, you have to have a minimum 45-day public hearing notice. And what was sent to Valleywide newspaper for general circulation, the newspaper was slightly, I think, like 41 days or 40 days. So technically, we would be out of compliance, and if someone were to complain, we would have to do that whole process all over again. So, there's the monthly recording that needs to be completed and filed on the safer system that's still underway. Once we get caught up, it'll be part of kind of like the production here. So it'll be somewhat part of this report. It'll be a little more detailed. So, like I said, once all of these have been uploaded and we're back on track, it'll be just more of the same information. The water quality reports, or CCRs, those are due by the end of June. I believe that we are able to get away with sending these out electronically, as long as the customers have a printout that notifies them of the report on the water bill. It's on the website, it's mostly on the office board, etc. What we can also do is have the report available by request, so we want the paper copy, but we can print out a copy and mail it or hand deliver it, whatever the case may be. But I believe that's what we should probably do instead of stuffing 250 envelopes. I'm not used to do in the past, but that'll save us stamps and time and everything else. Miscellaneous comments, kind of went over that. We'll kind of go over that later on in the agenda. We have the digital customer water meters, then the chlorine analyzer. That second part, that chlorine analyzer, is what is in our sanitary survey that our state regulator would like us to work on between now and our next sanitary survey. Those take place every 5 years. So we do have some time. This will give us an alarm system when the chlorine levels is too low or too high. And hoping to have all these dog tags and all the fire hydrants flushing all that done in July. So before I start flushing the hydrants, I'm going to send notices out to those customers that are in the area. That way we don't get phone calls and water leaks. They do see some sandy, cloudy water that will clear up in the next few hours. I didn't add additional pictures to this report, because otherwise it'd be kind of a lengthy report, but all the pictures are on Google Drive. Here's a pile of vegetation, just for example. The filters on the generator, the well site generator, I replaced. The oil filter I need to purchase, the air filter, but all the fuel filter related stuff, the issues with that, I've replaced. This is what the diesel fuel looks like.
Oh, there you go.
That I pulled out. It's actually a brighter orange than that.
Yeah.
And
so it's all
like furniture varnish.
Yeah.
I don't know what that could be used for.
It's all been drained already? Did some, they got...
No, guy, I just wanted to see what it looked like.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
300 gallons of it.
Yeah. You using sponge pots?
But yeah, that one, that engine's not going to run on that.
No.
It looks better than I thought. It was better than the science experiment. All the growth that was in there.
Gelatin, yeah.
And this might just be what it looks like on the top. If we get to the bottom, there might be a sludge or whatever. I have no idea. Back in the O2 sensor or the electric motor, there's
nice clean cut.
Yeah.
A pro. Look at that. Straight even. And you did a sheriff's report on this?
I called my brother. He's an officer. I said, you can file a report and have an incident. But he said there's nothing that they're going to do about it other than making an incident report.
Oh, well, yeah.
So,
is there anything for insurance?
If we do it for insurance, we can probably do that. Our deductible's $1,000.
Yeah.
And then our insurance might go up and we'll have a...
Yeah.
It's easier just to pull it off the pipe and put it together and put it on. I did have to go and get it on another O2 sensor.
Yeah.
That was 100. Well, that was the last charge from O'Reilly's.
Okay.
That's just
okay.
The other day. Oh, so I got a bomb that I rolled on there so I can thread in the O2 sensor.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll do that sometime in the next week or so.
Jeez. Dude. Can we reimburse you for the catalytic converter that you used?
I don't know how I come up with dollar amount.
Okay. Okay.
So,
well, that's
just a thought. Which is kind of, I don't agree with now, but we can. But no, that's fine. I'm not going to use it anyways. So.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you had it in reserve for yours. And
that's
great. Pipe that sucker. Okay, one comment I have. You mentioned earlier that well number one is ready to be up and running by the end of the month. Is that still happening?
I just talked to the guys right before the meeting started. They are not going to be able to finish today. They're going to come back tomorrow morning and they'll finish the electrical panel. So from there, what will take place is testing, making sure that the motor doesn't spin backwards.
Yeah, that's good.
And everything's operational. Then what needs to take place is we'll have to pump the waste and make sure that water clears up. Then take water samples. Once we have a set of samples that test absent of contamination, then that result that we get back from the geomonitor will be sent to the state. Then the state email me back and say, you're okay to put it back on in service.
Yeah. So it's still...
It's not going to be done by the end of
June. Yeah, yeah.
By the end of June.
But
what sanitizing fire makers? We don't have any way of disposing of this water off the well one. Well, yeah. Two, we have kind of the discharge with that rock area.
Yeah.
But even then, running the well will have that water going out to the desert. Mm-hmm. My plan is to have the hydrant that was removed on Caribou, whatever road that is right there, next one over, the one that you saw that's missing.
Yeah, yeah.
Relocate that location of the meter or fire hydrant to right behind our well site on this corner.
Oh.
So we have a water main that runs from that corner over here, and then we have a water service line that comes into the office. I didn't know that's how our water services. Yeah.
What?
I don't know where that water main is, but when I turn that valve off on that corner,
yeah.
We lost water to the office, and we were still pumping water in the system. So I said, oh, that valve turns off our water main that runs somewhere back here.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
oh, my gosh.
We don't have a water meter, but...
Oh, that's interesting.
There is a water main.
Yeah.
So I was hoping to have a fire hydrant installed there.
Then you discharge it there.
And then I'll use that fire hydrant and discharge it into that open desert over there.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be a short-term solution.
Yeah.
Because once that's developed, then
we'll
use that.
Right. Huh. Okay.
It's what we had 4 years ago, 5 years ago, was record... Ruby Thompson, he dug a big open pit over here by the office, and we were discharging water into there.
Okay.
But we don't have that option right now.
You know what I mean? A swimming pool?
Or
a reservoir?
If we know anybody with a large water truck, there's several, but so you need to run the well and leave it running. The longer you leave it running, the faster it will go.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
We can install a temporary water kind of line to run over to well two. But again, we're only going to be able to run it for maybe an hour at most before it starts running down the road and then these customers call us and come over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Eventually someone's going to show up from the county or city and they'll have to deal with that.
Yeah. Any way to trench out to your open lot out here and do that?
Yeah, do everything. Kind of hold up.
Yeah. Little reservoir.
Yes. It's the pain in the neck, but yes.
A little sump.
Short answer.
Yeah.
I can find out from Kelly's construction what they were charged to do another bit.
I don't know. Just a moment.
Another long-term solution would be to extend the fence line around the well site and have it include the office. So the office is at like the fence that would come up to the front, you know, not the not front, but just to the side here, uh-huh. and then have the fence go the side of the office back over here.
Uh-huh.
This whole backyard area would all be fenced in, and we have a pit here that we'd be able to use for...
Oh, is there regulations about safety and all that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a swimming pool.
I don't want a big hole out the front here.
Yeah.
That's just open to the public.
Yeah, the motocross people will be coming out. You get charge rent.
And then we have a hose that's running across.
Got it. Yeah.
You probably remember Sharon seeing that for a few months. But.
You can do a temporary fence, maybe. I don't think.
I don't have the time to. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it.
But
yeah,
there needs to be a plan for future for this. How we go through this exercise again.
Yeah, because you have to do that every several years.
5 years. Pull it out, clean it. And
water
it varies.
I know, right.
What's that?
Don't
you
take all that water and water my trees?
Come and get it.
Come and get it. There you go.
Smoky sandy water.
Yeah.
If you know anyone with a water truck,
yeah.
Call.
Yeah.
You can rent it.
The thing about pumping into a water truck.
It's not going to be clear water.
No.
Right.
So will it mess up your water truck?
Yeah, especially if somebody's doing a lot.
Yeah, right.
So you can put it right into a water truck? How many water trucks do you need to fill up?
About 1,000.
Oh, water truck?
Yeah, wait a
minute. How much water?
Well, we're running this thing 8 hours a day.
But it needs to run constantly. You can't just turn it on to the truck.
Well, yeah. we're so water conscious that you have to.
Yeah, exactly.
You just have to just. It's crazy.
I know.
But I can't like recharge the groundwater.
That's how you.
So in 1 hour, the pump around 27,000 gallons.
Yeah.
Then divide that by a water truck. That'd be ten trucks right there in 1 hour.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty big hole in the ground too.
What? Well, the problem is the surface. You have that leachate or clay layer.
Yeah.
If you dig a pit that's 5-10 feet deep, fill it in with riprap rock.
Yeah.
When the water goes in there, it'll just percolate into the sand. It won't ever come back up to the surface.
Yeah, yeah.
But you just have this hard ground out here, and it just stays on the surface.
Yeah.
Just like the puddle on Del Oro.
Oh.
It'll stay there for months.
Yes, that's clay content, too. It's
once you get below that, it'll just percolate right through the beach sand.
Or maybe. Okay.
So, that's it on the GM report.
Okay, any other comments for him on that?
No.
If not, we'll move on to discussion action items 5A.
Can I make a recommendation?
Yes, sir.
Could we take care of item D? I have to leave here in a few minutes.
5D, the policies?
Could we move that up?
Absolutely.
I think we should move that to next month, honestly.
I would.
So we could make a motion to move like item 5D up for discussion down with the table.
Sure.
I would move it up. I have a couple of comments I'd like to make before I get out of here. We've got an extended time on it. You don't mind? Up to the board.
I
just have a quick memo I want to leave regarding. The issues.
Regarding these?
Those.
District policies?
Yes. 1045.
Okay.
Finally.
1045?
1045. Yeah. Okay.
That's a four-page thing. That's a lot of information.
Yeah, I saw that.
I haven't. That's the only thing that I've seen, okay? I mean, as far as documentation, et cetera. I have a memo here. I'd like to briefly read and present to the Vice President to be included in the minutes, if I could. Any problem with that?
Okay. We'll go ahead and move that item up. Go ahead.
Okay. It concerns item D, revise different policies. Okay, D1, legal counsel and auditor. I make the motion to move this and table this particular item for further review and consideration. In addition, I submit to the board 2 pages of reference data along with this memo. Those are, number one, a qualification-based selection process to hire legal counsel, operating under the authority of California Government Code Section 53060, as recognized by California Special Districts. Item number 2 is the overview, or the additional second page, overview of California Government Code 53060. I would recommend that this data is verified as accurate and considered. I would also apply the same review for the auditor policy, which might be within the same policy or separate. I also request that all 3 pages as submitted be included and recorded with the official minutes of the meeting. Respectfully to the board, find my name, and the document is right there. I think it's appropriate to be reviewed, and that's the reason that my request is to table it.
Okay.
Sorry, that was only 1 page.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. Let me remind you, this is the first reading of these policies.
Right.
And so we will look into this. And I see you attached.
Yes.
Those items.
Those items are attached.
Okay. Could you?
They definitely need to be looked at.
Yeah.
Considered.
Could you email this to us so
sure.
that all members, including Justin, gets to see
it? Well, I'll tell you why I did it this way.
Okay.
I was a little confused on some of the policies that have been reviewed, not reviewed, or approved, not approved, et cetera.
Okay.
Who was supposed to do what and how and when.
Okay.
So
okay.
I made that and addressed it to Justin as the board president.
Yep.
And felt that was appropriate
okay.
at this point.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, but I appreciate it if you would email this to all of us so they could.
Yeah.
Because rather than look at it here, I'm sure you guys would like to see.
Would you like it at the next board meeting?
Well, we're going to review it at the next meeting anyway. So just so you know, we were to look at these today as a first reading and then second reading, and then whenever we feel we're comfortable with any items or any amendments, then we would approve it. So you're giving us. Some things.
I think it'll be very interesting.
Okay.
And if it's applicable to our situation.
Yeah.
You
yes.
know.
I'm not making that decision. I'm just saying I think we ought to look at that.
Yeah, I think maybe we could all look at these because of time today. We could all just take on that. Yeah. It's a first reading anyway, so right?
Yes, yes. Right.
All right.
So I looked them over.
So are we tabling these items to have it as a first reading in June? Is that right? Or
no? Well, we can still look at them as a first reading today, and then he's adding some information to look at that we may want to amend.
Sure.
That which
these
you
are
have
just basically cans
yes.
from CSBA,
yes.
California Rural Water Association, that they're. Their legal team has reviewed and have on their website so that other members, such as our special district, can use as a foundation and then make adjustments as the board sees fit to change whatever the verbiage is. Like
yeah.
chief, we don't have a chief.
Right.
It's
right. Yes.
Do you guys mind if we turn that off? Is everybody
no,
still
no, I'm fine.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
And,
okay. You can be excused.
I didn't realize you were going to. I hadn't seen that agenda. I was only dealing with the agenda I had.
Okay.
And my time frame was.
I would encourage our directors to plan 2 hours for our meetings. The way they've been going, that plan that you'll be here. From
yeah,
1 to
we
3.
Here
I
numbers.
Think we're. Well, I'll keep my comments.
We're trying to get. Well, no. We'll see. You're part of it.
I think if we stick to the agenda items, to take the action on the agenda items, as we should, in my opinion, we wouldn't need as much time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
this is another reason why we switched our meetings from 7 p.m. to 6 p.m. because they were running late in the evening for a while.
Yeah,
but once we get caught up and I think back on track, they'll be as short as 30
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, once we have one thing of meeting minutes to look at too, like we should not be spending so much time talking about all that.
That's a big agenda.
Yes. Yeah.
Susie, would you pick up? There's some. There's mail that fell through the slot over there. It's on the floor.
Yeah, that handle grow legs.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I was afraid the wind would pick it up. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, your excuse. Your excuse. Yes.
Okay.
And we'll go back to item five. Well, actually, would you like to look through these, or have you looked through these items?
We don't have any of the financials yet.
Yeah. Oh, we don't. So,
none of those financials.
We don't have those.
So 5A is really again tabled to the next meeting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
We got invoiced that $1,575 for half of.
Yeah.
So they're working on it. But they haven't produced anything tangible to give to you guys.
Yeah, it sure be nice to get caught up on those.
And that's what we're doing with new revised district policies.
Uh huh.
Are we tabling that, or is it?
No, we're not tabling it.
We can just have it as a second meeting next month. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I looked at them all.
I looked at them briefly, and I'm going to look at them. I'm going to make sure I look at them again, so that I'm more ready, like next time.
Yeah, to me it was kind of common. The legal counsel, that was interesting. I thought, I don't know why I knew he was going to come up with something on this,
because it's come up before.
Yes, because and Dan has this source that he goes to, and if we have to pay for that, we do, and
all these policies. I've been looked at as like a team of 50 attorneys.
Yeah.
CSDA.
Yeah. So our book is going to be a lot thicker. Policy book is going to be a lot thicker when we get done. So we'll say if you've agreed that you've looked at them, we'll go ahead and call this our first reading and then move on.
Any verbiage or like...
Yeah.
The chief financial officer / general manager.
Yeah.
If you want any changes like that, I can delete out as the board sees fit, or if it's fine.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
This is verbatim what came off the CSDA website.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
we paid to have these policies provided to us, actually. They gave us on a flash drive.
Sure.
For all the new laws that change, they say, if you want to buy a policy update template, it was like $250. I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
Then I don't have to do any legwork on my end. I can just provide this to the board, and the board can adjust as necessary.
Why reinvent that wheel? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we will do second reading on those, and just because we're jumping around and being silly, we'll go back to C, capital connection fee.
Well, we didn't do B. I mean, we did May disbursements just now, basically.
Yes.
But did we do, have we done April?
Michaela said that she said she shared them with me, but in the Google Drive?
Yes.
Oh. I know
and are we caught up prior to that on disbursements? We are, right?
No?
Oh, okay.
Still working on it.
Okay. I thought maybe we could...
They're up on the board, I believe. I
really liked her form last time, though. It's clean.
That's why I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
Trying to get everything formatted to that.
Yeah, it was clean.
So, and Sharon's gone, of course. But these purchases...
Are those April?
This is the April disbursement. Okay. So like the moving purchases and all that. I think I CC'd Justin on all of these, but all these purchases I sent.
We have these.
These are the ones we saw last
time. Yeah, we have these. Yeah.
How far behind are we on disbursements? Just remember where we're at.
I need to get October through March. So I did April.
So we're kind of looking backwards, huh?
I'm working, you know. So I started in July of 2025. I'm going July 2025.
But we have April.
April 2026.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the April draft disbursements that I sent to Sharon and Justin. Specifically, there was questions like the transactions that I made. So there's a 701 USB flash drive external DVD drive, the CD that we get from the county for standby.
Uh-huh.
I don't think my computer has a CD drive on this one.
Yeah. We looked at those last time.
There's a heavy duty metal storage rack that's in the cargo container. There's the drive-in recorder four lens 360 degrees. This is the camera system recording.
Yeah.
So when I'm driving around, you know, it's recording.
It's, yeah.
Accidents or whatever the case may be.
Excuse me one second, Dan.
Yeah.
We did look at these.
Yes.
Because we commented on these.
Yes.
Big purchases and stuff. Where did we get with that, though? Did we not?
That was the April draft because we were in April.
No, it was the April. It was the April
disbursements.
Basically,
are they draft
account?
Or did we discuss
no.
that at the beginning of May?
We did. We did because
I remember talking
we
about
talking
those
about,
big purchases.
Yeah.
It was the beginning.
So that would have been at the May 5th.
The tires for the truck.
April, but I don't have the minutes because.
Oh.
And we probably would have realized that.
Yeah.
We were listening to the minutes and then.
But where did we get with that, Dwayne? Did we not approve it?
Let's see if I have that in there. Over here.
I've got the agenda from the May 5th meeting, and it's got
March
26th disbursements.
February we passed.
Yep.
March disbursements. I didn't make a comment.
So
it looks like we passed them.
Yeah, we passed
in March. But where's April?
Yeah,
the April disbursements couldn't be approved.
Yeah,
in
they
April.
Could. That's right. That's right.
Because
we looked at them.
You might have been able to approve them in May 5th because of the.
I have the May 5th agenda here, and we have March disbursements on there.
Mm-hmm. And then April would have been the draft, like bills to pay.
Yes.
That's why it gets confusing, too, because you're dealing with that almost 30
days
later.
It does. It's really confusing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, no.
So I have this that I sent to Sharon and Director Miller on April 30th. So everything that took place, all these purchases, the blows, this is kind of what we talked about for May.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I have all these for April.
Yeah.
Quarters, waterline, brass fittings, office, water.
We're looking for more detail.
Leak repair up here.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah.
This was like during the flood and everything else that our shut off valve broke and was stuck off, so I had to replace that. There's the mini split system. This is everything that I provided to Sharon and Justin. It's basically just the bank statement that I downloaded earlier.
Yeah.
This right here.
With detail.
I basically then take this ACH.
Yeah.
So we go up to some transactions and Lowe's, instead of having to just say Lowe's purchase, I go in here and I change it to whatever the transaction amount was. And I send that to Sharon and then Sharon takes it, converts it to her spreadsheet that she gives you.
Yeah.
Notes.
Yeah. Yeah. But the detail is nice. What was actually.
Right. So this is for May. This right here is the first draft and then it turns into what I send to Sharon, which is this,
mm-hmm.
which is the same thing, but I have all the details. And then she takes this, and takes it and transforms it into that. What's I'm saying? It's like redundancy and redundancy.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Dang.
Why are the minutes done?
It's
I got a lot of disbursements to do.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm
looking back.
It's the same. It's I yes.
It doesn't really make sense, like to do them five different times.
Right.
From what, you know, you have your draft and then you give it to me, or I can even make the draft and then make the final one that I'm making, or we can just
go off the one that I'm making and match it to the bank statements, and then personalized.
Yeah.
That's really all you need. How many times do you need to check, you know?
Well, yeah.
If there's any discrepancies, that's what we can log into the bank and look at it.
And then in yours, you're applying codes.
Okay.
Then you're applying codes so that other financial documents can be put together, summaries and all that.
And personalized, I know we talked about it a little bit in the last meeting that we all had. I called them. They are going to be adopting our codes. So their stuff will be matching ours.
Great.
Everything will be good.
That's really good. That'll help eliminate some confusion.
Yes, absolutely.
Clean that up.
Okay. They'll still have their own codes for their reasonings, but next to their code will be our code so that
we can go
through and be like, okay, that's what they mean by this one, because where it falls in this category.
That's the gate latch.
This is what they broke, right?
Okay.
So see, there's a little tiny
the hole for the lock
there. That's our lock that you put on there.
Yes.
They just broke this whole thing off of the gate itself.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, well, get her done. So now I'm putting the chain around this whole thing. But that's the only location that doesn't have a chain, which is probably why they broke in there.
Yeah. Apartments. Okay, so April disbursements are not, we don't have those to look at, yes?
Right. We have them right here.
Oh, we do have them.
They were just completed today. They weren't done.
We're
trying to catch up still.
Okay.
I have all the checks in there as well. I just don't know exactly what they're reporting.
See?
So I just put the check numbers.
Personally, on these, Dan, I would love to have a copy from my files. On the disbursements of print.
I can print.
I don't want to be like that.
No, it's okay.
At the same time, I want to go electronic, but.
These weren't completed until today.
When you guys got in here, I was working on.
Yeah.
So, but I can print however many copies need.
Okay. I would like to have a copy with you guys.
I'd
like to get that checked off.
And this is what they're going to look like moving forward. So it's in Excel. It'll be on the Google Drive for that month. So,
there you go.
There's everything listed.
Okay, yeah.
This is the codes that you guys were talking about just a minute ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
This right here, I finally got to be stopped. When we talked to a representative at USPS, they said, if you don't know your login, you're going to have to create a new login with a new email address. And go, but I have reoccurring postcard stamps that I don't need.
Oh.
So those are going to continue. And so she said that she would take care of it and that auto shipment of postcard stamps is going to stop.
Wow.
But we've been doing that for like 2-3 months now. So we have.
Oh. Oh.
But we're ahead of the game now. So when postcard stamps go increase in cost.
Okay.
So what are the Temu purchases there? The three?
Yeah, so these three, I sent that. I actually printed it out, but I sent it to Sharon and Justin because...
The detail.
All the details.
Right. See that? Okay, yeah.
This is what we were just talking about.
But, yeah, okay, so but then you have to create this other document that shows detail. Is there not a way to put...
A column in there, even if you hide it.
So, this is what I downloaded from today for March. This is the March disbursements slash bank statement for May.
Right.
Up to May 26th, up to today. So, just like Michaela, she'll go through and we'll go through the transactions and make a detail. So, Kelly's instructions, she'll create what that transaction was for, create the code, and then at the same time, at the bottom, have it all separated to have the checks, the money market account, the withdrawals, all that. That'd be in separate tabs to make this easier to digest. So these Temu purchases, are on.
And once they're all completed, too, when the disbursements are completely done, I can share the, I'll share all of them into the drive so that everybody has access to all those different tabs and everything as well. Because I also break down all those tabs by code, like how much we spent for one code.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if we spent yeah. 5,000 out of 2602 or whatever, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. No,
so
that's
all broken down as well.
Right, that's cool. Why would you have a $21,000 deposit?
To the customer. All at once.
On April 2nd.
Oh, yeah. That would be a bank deposit. That was a customer, exactly like Dan said.
Seriously?
Paying all of the Capital Connection fees at one time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. New build.
That's a biggie.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was Steve Carnes or something. He has multiple properties over here. He was paying for everything at one time.
Okay. Yeah. But some of these are pretty good sized.
Yeah.
Bring the money. Okay. But I didn't get a bill this month, so save some stamps there, I guess.
We get a dozen plus. So here's the rest of the customers that never got one.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is I can actually read half of those, and I feel like the post office is kind of just being lazy.
That's nice. We just send them out electronically, and if a customer wants a physical bill, they're available on request.
As good as you think it is.
No.
That would save us all that labor to do.
Right, right.
Because that happens religiously every month. Dozens of them just get returned. Or not at all. Like yours never came back to us.
No.
Yeah. So when the post office gets the postcard stamps, they rub off, the ink rubs off of them, so they say they can't read them.
Oh.
I think it's a bunch of baloney, though, because half of those you can still read. So I think it's really just like whatever system they're putting it through to make their route.
Uh-huh.
It's not reading it, and so they just send it back.
Yeah, but at the same time, we paid for those stamps.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And postcard.
I'll send us money, not getting it done.
Mm-hmm. All of it adds
then it
up
makes
to
us look bad. We don't have a bill, and you got people calling you. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If there are no questions on the April disbursements, anybody willing to make a motion to approve
those? I have just a question on that.
Okay.
Can we, and this has probably been talked about, but can we use a different ink, a different system, or something to get those so they don't rub off? Because they are hard to read.
What would the board like me to do? I can purchase the ink or purchase a new printer.
Buy a new printer.
Just buy a different printer.
Really good printer. Something.
A good printer is going to be several hundred dollars.
Because I think that's in the long run, though. Like,
or if we purchase that new printer and it's the same thing, then the next option would be not to print out bills that are available upon request.
See?
Or print out full-page bills. And that's and then that will increase our cost by purchasing envelopes.
That's not the answer.
Yeah. So
it's not the ink, the quality ink, or
it's laser, right?
It's HP genuine ink.
I mean, we've had this.
Oh, but it's laser. Yes, not.
Is it the inkjet?
What's that say on the front?
It's a laser jet.
And it's still doing that.
So
they look crisp and clean when they're here. And when they, whatever happens in their possession, I don't know what they're doing.
Oh, okay. It's an issue.
Because I mean, it never used to be an issue.
No, I know.
Been getting these for years. I just wondered what changed. Something at the post office.
It's the postcard paper stock that we had to use. It's not, they come blank with the blue ink and everything printed on there.
Uh huh.
And I already talked to our paper stock supplier. And we've changed the settings on the printers, and it's, like I said, it looks good when we have it. So when we give it to the post office, I have no idea that it's going to end up, I have no idea. Once it's in their possession, we have no control.
Because he took a picture of it here, and then it.
Yeah, I sent that to you.
Exactly
what it looks like.
And it's all faded out.
So. I don't understand. That would be a simple fix, and we just don't, I don't know.
You tell me what I need
done
yet, and I'll do it.
Yeah.
Trust me, we spent hours doing all of this.
Yeah. And they say the paper's compatible with the laser printer?
Yeah.
With the toner of the laser
printer?
Yeah, none of it makes sense. It makes no sense.
Hmm.
It's
I don't
a
know.
Frustrating problem.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of waste.
We hear it every day
I
from
know.
Our customers.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
know.
No, I know. It's just.
And like you say, we're wasting money on the ones that get sent back. We pay for them, we pay for the postage, and then you have to spend time talking to people who call and say they didn't get a bill.
There's a lot of unforeseen costs that adds up to a lot.
Yes.
That's why I had discussions with Director Miller, and we broke it down. We would save thousands of dollars every year by not printing out. The bills that they
you
would
don't
really,
I like a physical bill, I really do. I'm just old school, but I also
do. So you log into your account and print it out.
But you don't have to do that. You get an email that says your amount.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you don't even, you know.
You can log into your customer portal.
You get an email every month with the amount of your bill.
Or contact the office, I'll print one out, and you can come here and pick it up. It'll look just like what you get in the email.
What? You get an email?
I do, I think, right? Get an email every month with me now. I'm pretty sure.
I don't.
I think I do. I don't go on the website.
Do you set that up on the website? I don't know.
On the app, yeah.
Well, I don't even use the website.
Okay.
I think I've gone on there once.
Okay. I'm ready.
You can look at your history. It shows your water consumption in a bar graph.
Yeah.
All kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling you the other day, I was trying to, and I'm like, I don't even know my password.
I'm ready to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't want any more passwords and stuff. So I wrote it down somewhere. I'm like, this is why I don't go on there.
Sell like my wife.
Oh, it's already dirty.
Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah, we're coming. Okay, so back to our agenda.
Trying to find solutions to,
I have to get
these problems. I know.
That we didn't get there.
You guys have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, thank you.
Well, okay. So,
So the April
disbursement. Are we ready to move on those?
I move to approve the April disbursement.
Thank you. Second?
I second.
Okay. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The capital connection fee, are we moving forward on that at all?
We are. I'm going to contact James Owens with MB5 just to get an update from him, because I haven't got an update from him other than him saying that he'll begin working on it. What I remember what was promised is that it would be ready by, I think, mid-August or September. But I will email him, find out, get an update, and see if there's anything that he's actually waiting on from us, the district. Maybe he's waiting on some report or some information that I'm not aware of.
Did we pay for that, or we?
The capital connection.
Yeah, we owe. Gave us an invoice for $39.50.
I don't believe we actually made a payment.
So maybe
the board approved.
Yeah.
Right. To
yes.
Have him begin.
Yes, we did.
Let's see. Document. April 3rd, there was an email that I forwarded to you. It's the executed water connection fee calculation. I don't think there's been any communication yet or back from James since April 3rd.
Maybe. When was this? It was March 16th when he sent the invoice.
Well, I know what I need to send to him is data, daily water production volume for 2022, 23, 24, and 25.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't have our daily pumping volumes. We have every 3 days. That's what the work schedule was.
Yeah.
For those years, but.
Yeah.
The capital planning document, the preliminary engineering report that was by CRWA,
mm-hmm.
that has been submitted. So what needs to happen from us are pumping volumes. We don't have pump station volumes going back that far, I don't believe. But at any rate, I need to send them over the production.
Okay, so.
And then what he's going to do we don't have a memorandum from him. This is what I'll do. I'll have him down on to present whatever information or provide some discussion directly from him, either via Zoom or in person.
Yeah. It says he'll do an in-person presentation to us.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so what comes first? He wants this data, and then he wants $39.50, and that this invoice is good through the 30th of September. So we need to,
I gave him some pumping volume data.
Okay.
But not everything that he will need. So.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. No, I don't remember doing that.
Well, how do I pay? How can I pay?
Maybe.
All right, I'll send him an email right now.
So, yeah, see where we're at, what we need to do, move forward. Yeah. Okay, so.
So there's no update for
that. Oh, okay.
Right?
Yes, no. So is there anything else? I know you're going to give us some verbal on the flow meters and the chlorine. That can we postpone that to the next month?
Absolutely.
Okay. Nothing pressing. No decisions.
No, we kind of talked about the flow meters.
How about your mileage reimbursement?
Yeah.
We don't have them.
Oh, okay.
You don't have them. Okay.
We have a table.
Okay.
So basically, we're gonna push, table the rest of this stuff from E on.
Yes.
Yeah. Do we need a motion for that?
To table?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll take a motion. Table everything from 5E on.
A second.
Okay. I didn't move. Oh. Sorry, move it.
I move.
Okay.
I move.
And a second. Okay. In a favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Passed to table vote. I'll call this meeting adjourned.
Gotcha. Under new business, we have adding Justin Miller, board president, Kayla.
I didn't flip it over.
To the bank, so they'll be able to think.
Yes, I move that we add Justin Miller and Michaela Simmons to the Global Credit Union banking accounts.
I second that.
Yeah, passed. And approved.
What I don't have on who to remove. From the banking,
Oh, yeah.
Because I think Sharon might be on there.
Yeah.
So
clean
I need
up
to find
the account
out from the bank who exactly needs to be removed. Because I don't think they're going to be...
Okay.
They need specific names. So okay.
Can we assume that's part of the motion?
Yes.
To clean up the accounts and get the new people on? Okay.
I'll make fun of that in a minute.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
Well.
Move this. Sure. 314. Well, no, it's actually not. I just run my head. 305. 305.